Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You can watch On Call with the Prairie Doc Thursdays on SDPB TV. It's at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. It also streams on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. And on Thursdays, Dr. Richard Holm joins us here on In the Moment. Dr. Holm, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me, Lori. I've got a little bit of a frog in my voice. I don't know where that frog came from, some swamp somewhere.
Joining us today from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University in Brookings.
Yeah.
And what do you want to talk about today, Dr. Holm? What's on the agenda?
I think, of course, tonight is fundraising for SDPB, so we are bumped, but we'll be making a show that we'll present next spring on addictive behaviors. It ought to be really interesting. We're talking about all kinds of addictions. Mm. But today, you and I should talk about leg blood vessels disease. There's a lot of different kinds. You know, there's veins and arteries, and they're different. You know how they're different?
You better tell me. tell all the listeners.
An artery is a multi-layered, muscular, smaller in diameter vessel, hollow tube that carries our oxygenated blood that has been also provided a fair amount of nutrients from the GI tract. And it's carrying nutrients and oxygen to every cell of the body. And we're talking the legs, so every cell in the legs, you know, the thighs and the bones and the calves and the feet and the toes and the toenails and everything. And the arteries carry all that out, and then the veins carry it all back. And remember, are you there?
Yes, absolutely.
And so the veins return the venous blood that has been stripped of its oxygen and its nutrients. It's carrying poisons that we need to dump. And it's a wonderful system where all the cells in the body are supplied by the essential elements to stay alive.
All right. High school biology is coming back to me, and now I sort of have the diagram in my mind, the light bulb's coming on, and I'm guessing...
Can't you see that plastic layer you lay over? There's the arteries, and another layer of plastic, there's the veins.
I'm guessing there's lots of things that can go wrong with this process.
Well, the major thing that goes wrong is, either side. If there's a blockage of the artery, then you can get a loss of blood flow to a leg, and it can turn blue and die and just fall off. It hurts terribly in the interim. But most of the time, it's a gradual thing so that you get what I would call angina of the legs. In other words, you have... reduced flow to your legs so that when you walk about a block or two blocks suddenly or gradually you feel that there's pain in your legs and you can't go any longer. You get weak and you stop and the pain goes away and then you can start up again. And that is a clue that there's a blood vessel blockage in your arteries and you really need to get in to get that fixed. There are things that they can do. They can blow up those. They can take a balloon and blow up the blockage and put a stent in there. They can bypass it with surgeries many times and save the leg and get the blood flow going.
How do you know? So, you know, if you're taking a walk and you're feeling leg pain, that's the first sign to go talk to the doctor. Are there other signs? If your legs fall asleep or if you are, you know, are there other indications that something is awry?
Mostly it's pain.
Really,
it's mostly pain. Now, the problem is that many diabetics who also have vascular disease and artery blood disease, they lose the feeling in their feet. Mm-hmm. And they don't know that they don't have blood flow to their feet, which is a double, triple whammy, you know, because you don't have feeling in your feet and therefore you're at risk.
Right.
Now, there's also problems with the venous blood returning. And if you have bad varicose veins or obstruction of your veins, then you can have edema and swelling in your legs. There's other causes of edema, but that's the big one. And you need to get the edema out for the artery to be able to bring the good blood in. So a lot of times you'd put support hose or you'd squeeze the juice out. But the problem is if you don't have good artery blood, you squeeze the leg too tight, and then it loses its blood supply too. So it's a tough tough scenario. You start having leg trouble like that, you need to get to an expert. And there's a lot of things that they can do to help.
What kinds of tests are people, that's one of the things when people think about making that appointment, like, what am I going to have to go through? So are there things that are, indications that how is this sort of diagnosed?
There's simple blood pressure type cuff testings that you can do in your lower legs. But really, I have found that, those are, we knew that.
Right.
The real story is with the history. When a person is having pain in their legs, or they're having the other major thing that you see diabetics get in particular is an ulcer on their foot, a sore on their foot. Mm-hmm. So why does that occur? Well, number one, they don't have any feeling there, so they don't know that they're walking around with a pebble in their shoe, and they rub a hole through the skin, and there you have an open ulcer. Then at that same time, you don't have a good blood flow, arterial flow, to get oxygen and nutrients out to the hole to heal it. And that's a problem. And then if you've got bad venous return, there's swelling. And so that it compromises the blood flow. It compromises the return of the removal of the poisons and the infection. And so pretty soon it gets to a point where you lose your foot. You have an amputation your lower leg or even your upper leg.
Yeah. In our remaining minute, let's talk a little bit about prevention and keeping those legs healthy.
I can't think that there's one more important thing to do than to start early on walking.
Yeah.
There's probably no physical activity that's more important. Make sure that you keep your feet in good shape. When you shower, get a shower chair and get down there and clean between your toes. Clean a lot of people don't do anything but just rinse them when they shower, just rinse their feet. They don't get down there. Or if you can't get down there, get a podiatrist to clean and to make the toenails not harmful and clipped correctly. And so I think, immaculate care of your feet is very important. If you're a diabetic, we always say treat them like they're little puppy dogs.